Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last Magician by Lisa Maxwell. Read by Candace Thaxton. The Magician. March 1902. The Brooklyn Bridge. The magician stood at the edge of his world and took one last look at the city. The spires of churches rose like jagged teeth, and the sightless windows of tumbled buildings flashed in the rising sun. He'd loved it once. In those lawless streets, a boy could become anything, and he had. But in the end, the city had been nothing but a prison. It had borne him and made him, and now it would kill him just the same. The bridge was empty so early in the morning, a lonely span reaching between two shores. Its soaring cables were lit by the soft light of dawn, and the only sounds came from the waves below and the creaking of the wooden planks beneath his feet. For a moment, he let himself imagine that a crowd had started to gather. He could almost see their tense faces as they stood in the shuffling silence and waited for his last attempt to cheat death. Raising one arm in the air, he saluted the invisible audience, and in his mind, they erupted into cheers. He forced his face into the smile he always wore on stage, the one that was little more than a lie. But then, liars do make the best magicians, and he happened to be exceptional. As he lowered his arm, the silence and emptiness of the bridge wrapped around him, and his stark reality came into focus. His life might have been built on illusions, but his death would be his greatest trick. Because for once...